Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
It's Tommy Tucker bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's up. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, TheThirdIngredient.com, where we're celebrating Memorial Day. That's right, folks. We're it's appropriate that to use that word, I think, because we're marking a day of celebration of the lives of people who, as Abraham Lincoln said, poured out the last full measure of their lives for you and me to have the liberty to do what we do today. And, Rich, thanks again for being here. I want to ask you, as we look around at what's going on, literally as we speak, I've been saying, and my technology experts have agreed with me for about 2 or 3 years now, that we're already in World War III. It's a cyber war. It's a technology war. It's not an ordnance war. That as much as China is building up their forces, and we may or may not be keeping up with them, the war is being waged as we speak in cyberspace, and that's actually more dangerous, I think, than China's military or North Korea. North Korea couldn't beat us, but they could hurt us from a cyber standpoint. Iran too. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look at what's going on with Twitter and Facebook. You're right now, today, this morning. And the experts are telling us that 50 or 60% of the really nasty tweets and really nasty Facebook entries are either Chinese or North Korean or Russian in origin. Yeah. They're just there to stir the pot,
stir things up, just to cause trouble. And so, so consequently, the reason for bringing that up, folks, is if cyber war is then that's not good news. Because nobody believes that they can beat America on the battlefield. I'll never believe that. But the good news is we may not be fighting a war there. Our children may not have to die on a battlefield in the future. But so it's a paradigm shift, isn't it?
Well, it's a paradigm shift, and also, I mean, it depends on how broadly you define cyber. But I mean, if this virus was, however it got loosed, if we were told that it was somebody ate a bat or something now we're not sure if it didn't come out of a lab.
Yeah.
Even if they weren't planning on using it as a weapon, it got out, and so now we're in a biological warfare. Standing, and you can see how it can affect the country, not just the country, but the entire world.
Well, and if you imagine
what our lives would be like, Jim, if tomorrow morning we woke up and nobody in America had access to internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, that's right. I wrote a book about that, and the irony, Rich, is that catching the COVID, spreading the COVID virus. Is a very high-tech thing because people got on airplanes and traveled around at speed of sound almost, and all over the world. It just went zappo right all over the world in December, January, basically from first Europe and then from the West Coast. But at the same time, that's a very digital thing to do. But at the same time, catching the disease is a very analog thing. It's the same kind of process as the Black Death of the 14th century, 13th century.
Yeah, I actually in the early days of the lockdown, I watched a 24-part series on the Black Death, largely to see at what point
you
did they start blaming the Jews.
On the plague?
And I'm waiting for that to start again. Yeah, the Black Plague. It's as you say, it was very close to that. It followed the Silk Road up from China.
Yep.
And spread all through Europe and the same thing with the 1918 flu. It started, they think, in Kansas of all places, and just exploded as troops got on boats and sailed away.
So, but back to the future of Memorial Day. it would, you know, having grandchildren as you do, Rich, it wouldn't upset me to think that we may not, we may put no more names on walls going forward. Even if it's a different kind of war, I put our technology up against somebody else's technology. I don't put our naivete against others. I think that'll beat us. I think our naivete, our you know, being complacent, I think they can beat us there, but not with our knowledge, our know-how. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I mean, it's like Pearl Harbor. The last thing that our enemies should have done was wake the sleeping giant, mm-hmm. allowing us to kind of wallow, you know, in unease about getting involved in another war was over in the first 30 seconds of that attack. And the same thing would happen if, as I said, somebody went after the power grid, or after the phone companies, or after, you know, the water and sewer systems, mm-hmm. all of which are controlled by technology.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody went after those and shut them down, thinking they got a leg up on us, they would soon be disappointed. And when they saw that they didn't know, and we don't know what our guys are doing over there at DARPA and some of these other places.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Rich. I need your website, please.
Mullings.com, MULLINGS.com. Today is the annual Memorial Day column. I've been publishing it since 2001, and it's really, I think, worth the read. It's
check it out.
Only 750 words.
Mullings.com, so check it out. Quick break, right back with Rich Galen. We're glad we were able to give Rich something to do today. I mean, he binged 24 segments of Black Death. I'm not going to say he needs a life, but, you know, I'll let you decide that. 20, no, 10 tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Just hit that seat surrounding and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.